This is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And it's time once again to return to Bombay with producer Julian Crandall-Hollick and the people who live on Apna Street. Last week, Julian introduced us to the impoverished pavement dwellers who were collecting the water they needed for the day's cooking and washing at 4 a.m. That's when the fire hydrant outside Baikala Fire Station is mysteriously opened for only 30 minutes. Today, we meet Samina, a determined woman who has lived and raised a family in a hut she built on the street nearly 25 years ago. Yeah!
If a Muslim in Bombay offers you mutton, it's a fair bet they really mean goat. A goat's a very adaptable fellow, far more useful than a sheep. And especially here on the pavement outside Jula Maidan in Baikala. Jula Maidan's a small municipal park, very small, maybe the size of a soccer pitch. It's perched on the corner where Apna Jopadpati runs into Maulana Azad Road, diagonally opposite the Alam Masjid or Mosque, and is home to 50 or more families, Hindu, Christian and Muslim, who live in huts built against the walls of the little dusty park. And it's where I start my working day. And the first person I invariably see is Samina. Samina thinks I'm nuts, and she isn't afraid of saying so, and to my face. But it's an affectionate nuts. Samina may moan and groan, but she's a big-hearted woman who's been through a hell of a lot, even before I first met her, and that's almost 10 years ago.
Is hai na Bombay hum pehla main aaya ki main jab mera shaadi kar diya mera baap ma shaadi kiya to ye mera mamu ka ladka hai jo aadmi hai na hamara wo mera maa ka bhai ka beta hai.
I was married off when I was 10 years old.
तो मेरा माँ का राजी नहीं था मेरा माँ बोलता था मैं भाई का घर में मेरा लड़की को नहीं देंगे
This was back in northern Bihar, one of the poorest and most backward areas in the whole of India, where child marriage is still the rule. Samina's future mother-in-law had just the one son. She wanted to see that son married off before she died.
And when I attained puberty at the age of 13, I was sent to my husband's house. But I didn't like it there. I had a lot of problems there. Problems of eating, problems of drinking, problems with my mother-in-law, problems with other people who were staying there. My husband was okay. He was nice. He used to talk nicely. So somehow I managed to stay there because he was okay.
But right from the start, Samina's husband, nicknamed Mulla, has one major flaw.
The one thing about my husband was that he didn't work. He didn't like to work. He didn't want to work. He was the only son and he was terribly spoiled. And because he was the only son, his father and his mother never ever insisted that he should ever go to work.
So, uska baap maa kya samajhta tha, kaam kare ya nahi kare?
No work means no money to give Samina to buy food or clothes or whatever. She goes and asks her in-laws for money. And guess what they tell her. The result is that Samina and Mulla set up house on their own and go to work on a building site carrying mud and bricks.
It was very difficult. There were some days when we starved, there were some days when we ate, but somehow we managed and we carried on.
But when Zarina's born, that's an extra mouth to feed. They can't go on in this haphazard fashion.
Now look here. Your stomach? My stomach. If we have a child, that child's stomach. Now, how are we going to survive? How are we going to feed that child? How are we going to feed ourselves? So let's do some sensible work.
नहीं वो बोलता था वो हमारा अब्बा है चाहे वो हमको रखे या भगा दे उसका मर्जी उसका खिलाफ हम नहीं चलेंगे वो जो हमको कहेगा वही
करेगा Mullah knows how to weave cloth. So Samina borrows money for a loom from her father. But life never comes easily for Samina. Her sister-in-law picks a fight with her, and the upshot is that Samina and Mullah get thrown out of the village. There follows a long saga of false starts, eager reconciliations, and then more shattered dreams. And all through it, it's Samina who somehow feeds the three of them.
I would go, there was this, these goods trains would come, and they would unload all their goods at the station. So when I went to have a bath, I would take a sack with me, then go to the station, and as they were unloading, whatever bits of rice, grains of wheat, whatever fell on the ground, I would quickly just collect it, gather it into my sack, and bring it home, and that's how we survived. That husband of mine never worked.
उसके बाद ये मेरा माँ बाप का है ना कोई कोई जाजा के बोलता था तो माँ का बाप को तो दिल कैसा होता है जब से मेरा आदमी को कुछ नहीं खाली एक थिएटर पिक्चर का मांगता है बस रात दिन अभी भी
And that husband of mine, he just wants to have good food and picture. That's it. Even now, even from those days. Good food and picture, but not to earn money for either the food or the picture. Either his parents should earn and support him or the wife should earn and support him.
क्यों उसमें मेरा कोई जिद भी मेरा बाप पास बहुत था पहले मैं कभी इतना दुख उठा के मैं रहा
So they could never make ends meet. Many days they simply went without. Samina would pretend to cook, but in reality she'd never even light her chula. Samina's parents got wind of this. They gave her rice and dal and fought amongst themselves. Why did we insist on marrying her off so young? Maybe it's all our fault. They were desperately unhappy for their daughter. And unhappiness in turn begets more desperation.
I was very, very, very stubborn. And one day I overheard my parents talking that she, when she goes to her husband's house, she's going to show the same stubborn character and then she's going to come back and we'll give her poison if she comes back. When I heard that, I was very upset. And I said, whatever my husband is, whatever he does, whatever kind of person he is, I'll die in his house, but I'm not going to come back to my father's house.
फिर उसके बाद है ना ऐसा रहते 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 एक रोज है ना मेरा आदमी क्या बोला कि मैं बम्बई जाती हूँ तो उसको वो टाइम में क्या था टिकट 20 रुपया 25 रुपया बम्बई का बिहार का तो वो टिकट का भी
पैसा So Mullah and Samina decide to leave Bihar. Mullah goes first alone to Bombay. It's the rainy season when work is scarce and people on the streets sometimes have to resort to begging to make ends meet. Mullah thinks this is great. He rushes back to Bihar to tell Samina. Samina is singularly unimpressed. I know what you've got in the back of your mind. You'll sit at home and I'll be the one who has to go out and beg. No thanks. No, I promise you, Samina, you'll sit at home and I'll go out and earn enough for all of us. I'll turn over a new leaf. You'll see, really I will. And so off they go, the four of them. Mullah, Samina, two-year-old Zarina and a baby son. Third-class rail from Madhubani to Bombay, 1,000 miles away. But the baby gets sick. A doctor in Allahabad gives them free medicines. They get back on the train.
And that child was just terribly sick. It took us 7 full days to come to Bombay without food, without water, absolutely dry. And that child of mine was very, very bad on the train. Sometimes the ticket... Halfway through the journey, the ticket collector saw us and threw us out of the train. And that train left and we had to wait for another train. Sometimes a man, you know, these tea sellers would come on the train, they'd look at Zarina, see the small child with an absolutely hungry face. So they sometimes gave her a cup of tea, sometimes gave her a bhajia to eat. But that was it. That was how we came to Bombay. And as soon as we came to Bombay, this child was so bad that somebody said, look, there's a doctor, you better go there immediately. We went to the doctor, he wrote something on a paper, and we went and admitted him to Nair Hospital.
फिर उसको नायर हॉस्पिटल में जिस दिन उसको सात दिन हुआ तो खून मांगा ये तीन दिन हुआ तो खून मांगा मेरे से बम्बई में तो नहीं आए हमको कुछ मालूम नहीं है नहीं मेरा आदमी तो इतना डरपोक
थ्री डेज आफ्टर दिस चाइल्ड ऑफ माइन वॉज इन द हॉस्पिटल दे आस्क्ड माई हस्बैंड टू गेट ब्लड फॉर हिम दैट हस्बैंड ऑफ माइन बिग कावर्ड ही टुक दिस पेपर फ्रॉम द सिस्टर एंड ही वेंट एंड स्टूड इन द लाइन टू गेट द ब्लड He stood there and he watched. There was a man lying there and below him, pat, 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 they were taking out the blood. He got very worried. So he called me and he said, look, they are taking blood. They're going to take blood from my body. Now, what am I going to do?
Aya sister puchne ko mere ko. Tera aadmi kidhar hai? Main kya bola? Mere ko kya malum tu kidhar bheji mera aadmi ko?
Mula runs away. 2 days later, the sister comes here to Jula Maidan. And asks Samina, where's the blood? Samina doesn't know. She can't afford to buy blood. Maybe at the age of 20, she didn't understand the importance of the blood. Today she does.
I think I lost my son because of the blood. Because we didn't give him the blood. That's why I lost him. 3 days after he was there, his condition started getting better. He had diarrhea first, then the diarrhea stopped. Then on the 7th day, He had so much diarrhea, and that whole night, the only thing he said is, I want my father, I want my father. If I would close my eyes, he would open them, scratch my face, and say, I want my father. And that's what he said the whole night. And that was when he died.
उधर से वो तो इंतकाल हो गया मर गया अब हम फिर सोचूं अभी मेरा आदमी किधर होएगा काम पे चला गया कि क्या हुआ अभी जाएंगे तो बच्चे को कहाँ हम लेके जाओ क्या करूँ कहीं मालूम नहीं आठ दिन आया हुआ है ना बम्बई में आठ दिन का आया है
There was an Arab masjid over here. There were 2-3 men. They went to the hospital. They got this child. They washed the body and they carried out the burial. But after he died, I just couldn't stop thinking about my child. Night and day, all I thought of was my child, and I just cried, sat on the road and cried day and night with Zarina sitting there by my side. There was a woman who lived in the chawl upstairs, and she saw me. So she called me up one day, and she opened the Quran, and she started reading from it. Once I started hearing her reading from the Quran, somehow I got some strength just listening to her.
Samina got work. Mulla, maybe out of shame, went and worked full-time pressing oil from peanuts next to the Qatar mills. Pay was a fraction of what it is today, but in those days, food was also dirt cheap. Samina says you could eat very well for just 1 rupee.
Also, we used to get a lot of food from the chawls. There were not that many people living on a footpath in those days, so the people in the chawls used to give us food. So much food. I used to look at that food and say, there are only 3 of us. How are we going to eat so much food? So I used to catch some other boys over there and said, come, come, you also eat. Why should I waste all this food? It was a lot of food to be had over here.
फिर हमें है ना काम पकड़ लिया वो औरत आया ना मेरे को बोलने को तो मैं काम पकड़ लिया फिर जरीना को रोज लेके
जाने The first job Samna had in Baikala was washing dishes and grinding the spices on the flour for the woman who'd soothed her reading from the Quran
Then in that building only I got some other job What did I get I worked in 7 houses and I got 1000 rupees I worked from 6 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon Somebody's house washing, somebody's house this, somebody's house filling water, working all day, but 1000 rupees is what I made totally.
फिर उसके बाद ये ना इसके मतलब कि कोटे में हमारा घर नहीं था ऐसा खुला फुटपाथ पे रहते थे जब फुटपाथ पे मैं झोपड़ा बनाया ना तो सब कुछ खरीदा
At that time I didn't have a hut. After about 6-8 months of being in the city, I made my hut. Once I made my hut, I got a drum, I got my vessels, I got my thing. Then I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the chawl, collect the water, bring it home. If I had the time, I would wash my clothes in the morning. Otherwise, I would go to work and come back and do all my own housework in the afternoon. But getting up at 4 in the morning, I had enough time to cope with everything, make my children's tea and breakfast and so on, and then go to work.
Samina had two more daughters, Khadija and Safina. You might have thought that earning 1,000 rupees plus a husband earning would have been enough to set them all on the road to prosperity. But when you're the poorest of the poor, there are many things you don't know. Samina saved all night, but she got taken to the cleaners more than once. She lent money to her own father back in the village in Bihar, and he lost it all. And then Mullah had a hernia. He refused to be operated on because he got scared, yet again, at the thought of blood. He lost his job, took to the bottle, and ended up spending most of his days sitting on a handcart outside the hut on Jhula Maidan, pleasantly sozzled. There would be other disappointments. But the biggest problem, in fact a daily nightmare, was the systematic demolition of the hut Samina had built here on Jhula Maidan.
Every 15 to 30 days, the BMC would, the municipality would come, take the huts, take all the stuff in the huts, and losses again. Then what would I do? Go to the bank, take out 500 rupees, go and get more plastic, go and get more sack, go and get more gani and bamboo and build the hut again. Again after 15 days, the BMC would come, break up the huts and take it away again.
And that brings us right back to the beginning of our story. How and why a handful of pavement dwellers, including Samina, decided one day that they'd had enough after 10 or even 15 years of this constant harassment and decided to do something about it. And the something would change their lives and those of millions in Bombay, in other Indian cities, and in cities all over the developing world, as far afield as South Africa and South Korea. But that's all for another time. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.
Next week, Julian asks why Bombay always fails to anticipate the need for low-income housing for the workers it pulls in from all over India. The program is called We the Invisible.